We're just going to say it all together to the rhythm, okay? Discrimination is no
Jacob Tobiah is an agitator. It's not rare to find him leading a group of Duke students down the plaza, shouting through a megaphone, or drafting a letter to administrators, like he did to call for ending the sales of electronics that use conflict minerals, or to bring awareness to the income inequality that fueled the Occupy Wall Street protests. He was one of the few students to set up camp outside the chapel, where he slept for most of an entire semester. When Jacob posted on his Facebook that President Broadhead had complimented his high heels, more than 300 people liked it. This isn't surprising. It seems like everyone knows him. It's not popularity he's after, but visibility, for students like himself.
Oh, being out is everything. The world is never going to become more equal unless people are out in every facet of their lives. And that doesn't have to mean being out in the way Jacob is out. That doesn't have to mean, you know, wearing like high heels like I'm wearing right now, or big chunky bracelets like I'm wearing right now, or sitting cross-legged like I'm sitting right now. It doesn't mean that. Being out is just like, if people ask who you're dating, you say who you're fucking dating, you know? Like, if people ask about your past, you talk about your past, and you don't filter out the queer part.
Chris Perry, an employee at the LGBT Center, graduated Duke in 2011 with an engineering degree, but never felt as inspired by his classes on soil and concrete as his work building community, his work at the center, or with a gay issue blog he founded in 2009, and as an intern with the Human Rights Campaign. But unlike Jacob, he wasn't born an activist.
I thought homophobia was like Selma 1960s shit. Homophobia didn't exist to me, and as such, gay wasn't really high on my identity list. Probably like Italian Yankee fan was like ahead of that.
Durham isn't much like Selma, but 2012 could still turn out to be a marquee year for social equality agitation. NC Amendment 1, the proposed first ever amendment to the state constitution, would make marriage between one man and one woman the only valid domestic union. Gay marriage is already illegal here, but the amendment would dissolve opposite-sex civil unions, too.
Which makes it all that much more sinister, right? Like, it's a very sinister thing what they're doing. I mean, they're very evil in their manipulation of people, and their manipulation of language, and their manipulation of ideas and of reality of what this amendment's about. They characterize families incorrectly. They define marriage wrong. And they want to make sure that gay couples have no possibility, not even an iota of a possibility, for any kind of recognition.
Few students will talk about the amendment with that kind of fervor. Then again, Jacob's attending Duke on a full-ride scholarship endowed especially for North Carolinians. This is his home. And for students like Chris Perry, who came to Duke with gay low on their identity list, there just doesn't seem to be much of a need to fight for tolerance at Duke anymore.
It's so difficult, especially at Duke. So Duke already has like a stereotype of like political apathy. And then you couple that with it's a North Carolina issue and we only have 15% in state. And then on top of it, Amendment 1 is not a matter of winning or losing. It's a matter of like losing and not losing. An end game of status quo is not really compelling to people.
Without a strong scene for activism, it's hard to see why a so-called community would even need to exist. Unlike the black students that held civil rights demonstrations in the 60s, letting anyone know that you're gay is always optional, which is frustrating for some. Chris says he'd like to see a paradigm shift.
Where they attend events and go to things because other people need them to, and they would like to gay it forward. If you.
And for Jacob, it's an issue of courage.
Not to belittle the struggle of individuals, not to say that if your parents are going to kick you out or stop funding your education, that's not going to be hard. We have to, as a community, demand moral courage of one another. Thousands, millions even maybe, of individuals have made that choice before you, and people will make that choice after you for time eternal.